USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Nearly 50 million people across the country are threatened with severe weather. About 11 million in the Northeast are under a severe thunderstorm watch. Meteorologist Ivan Cabrera says damaging wind, hail, and tornadoes threaten the region.
We have a new storm. This is a completely new storm coming out of the West Coast, and this, I think, is going to be a huge deal for tomorrow. We're talking tornadoes, strong tornadoes, and the possibility of long-track ones as well. And then heading into tomorrow afternoon, it is going to be a busy day 4 of 5, because on Tuesday, more severe weather on the way.
Concerns about a possible conflict have prompted a warning from U.S. diplomats to commercial airliners flying over the Persian Gulf. The warning says airliners face a risk of being targeted by miscalculation or being misidentified by the Iranian military. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
President Trump has announced a deal with Canada and Mexico. Finally, some major tariffs have been scrapped in a three-way deal that ends a trade dispute that began when President Trump imposed tariffs on imported steel and aluminum.
I'm pleased to announce that we've just reached an agreement with Canada and Mexico, and we'll be selling our product into those countries without the imposition of tariffs.
The president is now urging Congress to approve a new trade pact to replace the North American Free Trade Agreement, or NAFTA. In the center of the country, there's some major storms with heavy rains and high winds. Tornadoes are even possible. WCBS-TV weather forecaster Lonnie Quinn has the forecast.
Places like Oklahoma City to Dallas, you could already tap into severe weather. And as you go through the day, up and down the midsection of the country, and I'm talking really the Canadian border all the way down to the Gulf of Mexico, could see severe weather.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The situation is escalating in the Persian Gulf. USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
Saudi Arabia says it does not want war but would not hesitate to defend itself against Iran. That according to a top Saudi diplomat speaking on Sunday amid heightened tensions in the Persian Gulf after attacks on the kingdom's energy sector. The Saudi Minister of State for Foreign Affairs speaking a week after 4 oil tankers, 2 of them Saudi, were targeted in an alleged act of sabotage off the coast of the United Arab Emirates. And days after Iran-allied Yemeni rebels claimed a drone attack on a Saudi oil pipeline. A senior Iranian military commander is quoted as saying his country is not looking for war either, in comments published in Iranian media on Sunday.
Justin Amash has become the first GOP lawmaker to say President Trump's conduct meets the threshold for impeachment. Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff appeared on CBS's Face the Nation.
We are seeing more members that recognize that the administration is acting in a lawless fashion. Essentially, having obstructed justice is now obstructing Congress and our lawful function. And if we conclude that there's no other way to do our jobs, no other way to do the oversight, no other way to show the American people what this president has done, his unethical and illegal acts as outlined in the Mueller report, then we may get there.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.